for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
And good morning and welcome everyone to Cass Lake Bena High School for the second day of the Section 7A Individual Wrestling Tournament. Here, Rick Grammond with you on You Are There Sports as we're about set to go with our first round of action today. We are through the semifinal, the championship semifinal rounds last night. We will begin today with consolation semifinals, and that'll involve three Pioneers. The other 11 are all in championship matches later on, which should get going a little bit after noon, I would guess. They will wrestle this round of consolation semis. Then there'll be a short break, and then they will go with fifth and seventh place matches, and then the championships and true seconds if necessary. There are three mats on the floor here at Cass Lake Bena High. Crowd is filling in. I see a good amount of Piers folks are situated in the top couple rows of the bleachers here at Cass Lake Bena High. And the Pioneers, after a very successful opening day with 11 finalists, look to add Austin Redunds at 106. He will be the first man up for the Pioneers in the consolation round. We'll tell you about the matchups for our consolation semifinals. We'll do that after this. It's the Section 7A Individual Wrestling Tournament way up here in Cass Lake, Minnesota on You Are There Sports.
When things aren't made well, you'll find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer in Little Falls. If having a reliable network matters to you, stop in and talk to us about Verizon Wireless. Plus, when we sell you a phone, we make sure you are comfortable and know how to use it before you leave the store. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls and join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network because better matters.
Subject to VCW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. See VCW.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. With the winter Pioneer sports season winding down, I'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate all the Pioneer teams on their successful seasons and wish them the best of luck as they enter into the playoff portion of their season. Remember, for all your real estate needs, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893. The holiday party season is here, and there's no better place to host your gathering than the Red Rooster in Genola. Call them today at 468-9996 to make your reservations. On Wednesdays at the Red Rooster, it's the famous Bologna Day from 11:30 until everything's gone. All you can eat bologna, buttered homestyle bread, baked beans and horseradish, all for just $6. On Thursday nights, Bar Bingo starts at 6 p.m. with progressive jackpots. And on Saturday afternoons, the popular meat raffles begin at 2 with meat packages provided by Thielen Meats. Like Red Rooster on Facebook to see their live music schedule on the weekend. Supporting the Piers Pioneers, it's the Red Rooster in Genola.
Don't forget, from the Red Rooster, you can sign up for that fan bus headed down to the XL Energy Center Thursday morning as the Pioneers will wrestle Kirkhove and Murdoch Sundberg at 9 o'clock. Down in St. Paul, here we go with consolation semifinal rounds. Austin Redunds is strapped up and ready to go over there, the Pioneer 106-pounder. Austin yesterday received a first-round bye. He got beat 15-2 by Trenton Juleson of Black Duck Castlake Bena. We'll come back after this.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers is having a delicious all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday during Lent. Enjoy cod, pollock, shrimp, and all the fixings, all for only $9.50. And mark this date on your calendar, Saturday, February 27th. The Brickyard is having a wild game feed with great games, gun raffles, and fun. Festivities begin at 6 p.m. All proceeds from the wild game feed at the Brickyard will go towards the Piers Legion Ballpark for the building of a new spectator deck. That's at the Brickyard in Piers.
Only one half of 1% of all high school student-athletes play basketball in college. But all 100% of them become adults. That's why playing basketball in their high school team is so important. High school athletes learn life lessons that help them grow up. Lessons that can't be taught in the classroom and often aren't taught at home. This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Family Medical Center, with offices in Little Falls, Piers, and Randall, brings quality family medicine, general surgery, internal medicine, obstetrics and gynecology, and pediatric care to the people of central Minnesota. Family Medical Center may have 22 providers and 5 separate medical specialties, but they all have only one focus, caring for the health needs of you and your family. Schedule an appointment today by calling 320-631-7000.
All for one, you, St. Gabriel's Hospital.
All right, we've just had the national anthem, and people are settling in for our consolation semifinal round. We've got a Piers-Aiken matchup. That won't be the first or last time today, as Austin Redunds will face off against Aiken's Jack Gravel here at the 106 Consolation Semifinals. They met last Friday night in Deer River. Austin pinned Gravel. Three mats on the floor. They are checking in at the head tables, and here we go with wrestling from Castlake High School, Castlake Bena High School. And Redunds will strap on the red anklet. Referees take their place. Check with the scorers table. The other match is Juleson of Black Duck Castlake Bena against Williams of CI in the other consolation semi. The finals here at 106 from Walker Hackensack, Akeley Nevis, Dylan McGee will face Deer River's Trey Fairbanks in the finals later on today. So Redunds waits next to Coach Jensen. Still waiting for, I don't know why this match isn't going. There's one of the mats going. Problem with the scorer table, I guess. Not the wrestlers. They were already out at the middle of the mat ready to shake hands and got sent back to the benches. So Redunds against Gravel to get to the third place match and hopefully a true second here for Austin. He'll have to win three times today. So So we'll sit and wait here for this 106 consolation round. Not sure if it's a clock. They've got three clocks up. Now one of the officials coming over there, bringing a bracket sheet over. Akins Gravel right down in front of me with his coaches. To my right, Austin with Russ Holland and Mark Jensen. Coming up a little bit later on, we'll have another consolation semi. That comes at 126. Brandon Tamala against Hunter Sumner of Mille Lacs area. And then at 195, it'll be our third one. All right, referee says, let's wrestle here. So Reduns and Gravel, second time in a week. They shake, and we're wrestling in Castlake Bena High. First shot in is Gravel. Gravel can't secure it. Here's Reduns, and he's back up to his feet. And we get a stoppage. Headgear off. Gravel snaps up the chin strap again, and we resume. Now it's Reduns trying to get in deep on a shot. Can't finish, though. Still in on the waist. Now throws, and Austin's got him to his back here. Austin with a good tight throw, getting near fall points. Gravel able to scramble to his belly, but three near fall, and that's a five-point throw for Austin Reduns. 33 seconds into the match. They are running two-minute periods here for wrestlebacks. Gravel trying to avoid getting cradled up here. Austin, near-side cradle try here for Reduns. Throws his hips across, though. Couldn't get the cradle. Now switches to a wing on the left arm. Runs it. Come on, Austin. Still got that left arm. He's turning it. And they're going to stop this. It looked like the elbow got bent a little bit awkwardly, and the referee stopped it for potentially dangerous. 5-0 Reduns, 104 to go. Sit-out try by Gravel. Spinning, looking like he wants a Gramby. Can't get it. Deep in on the waist is Austin Reduns. Reduns. Good half in here for Austin on the left shoulder. Now he lost that. He's still in deep on the waist. Switches back deeper on the hip now. Gravel bottoms out underneath. 38 seconds left. First period, a throw and three near fall for Reduns. Now he's going for a tilt. 30 seconds to go. Reduns still working here. He's going back after that cradle. He's got the leg. He's up behind the head. Now Gravel gets up to his feet and gets out for an escape. So it's 5-1 now. Shot in again by Reduns. Deep, but blocking down on the head is Gravel pushing away. And Reduns can't get it. Now Gravel lunges in. He's in on a single. Whizzering is Reduns. Down to 2 seconds. 1 second, and that's the period. 5-1 for Austin Reduns after 2 minutes. And choice belongs to Jack Gravel of Aiken. Both guys in black with red. And Reduns will choose down. And Gravel's going to give up the optional escape point. So it's 6-1. And now the whistle to begin. 6-1 lead now for Reduns on the start. Reaching for heads are both men. Shuck try there by Austin. Tried to trip as Gravel went by. Now an opposite leg single. Austin's in deep on the single, trying to elevate. Gravel pushing down. He's got the right leg up now. Both men on their feet. Gravel on one leg hopping. Reduns, 6-1 lead, trying to trip him down, get the two. Gravel sprawled over the back. Austin throws the leg across. And now he's in for two. There he goes. 8-1 now for Reduns. And he goes right after that cradle again. Trying to cradle up here on Jack Gravel. That's what he pinned him with last Friday night in Deer River. Austin's got a good cradle. Austin lost to Juleson, 15-2. There's the cradle. And near fall. Can he get him right in the middle of the mat? Referee down and looking as Redunds has it tight. Bridging up is Gravel. 45 seconds. Referee looking. Still with that cradle. He's going to hold this. He's got three in the bank. And he's just going to try and rock him to sleep here. Referee still down, cheek to the mat. Right in the middle of the Black Duck Castlake Bina Panther mat here. Cradle has been in for about 45 seconds here for Redunds. 18 seconds remain in the period. Gravel trying to get to a third, and he will roll and get through. There's the three near fall with 7 seconds left. And it's an 11-1 lead now for Redunds. Goes in on the ankles, and the period's over. 11-1 lead for Austin Redunds. And again, Gravel is going to give up and wants to go on his feet. And third period begins. Gravel tries to shoot. He just can't get in on Austin, though. Gravel reaches for an ankle pick. Can't get to the lanky Austin Redunds. Slaps it ahead. Austin pushes him away. Get a head slap. Now Austin shoots in on a single. Running it. Deeper on the hip. Redunds. Trying to pick up two here. And a stalemate call. Good whizzer there by Gravel. Minute 33 to go. Now, again, Redunds trying to lift. But Gravel has him double underhook, but gave up on it. Shot in again. That's a fireman's try there by Redunds, and Gravel sprawling back, and Gravel's going to sneak in and get two and then cut him loose. 105 to go. Now Redunds in on a single again. It's a 12-3 lead for Austin Redunds. Gravel trying to throw, can't. Redunds will get the two and go up 14-3. Under a minute to go. Redunds trying to advance to a third place match and maybe more. Down to 40 seconds. And we get a stalemate with 39. Redunds up 14-3 over Aitken's Jack Gravel. Readjusting a knee pad. And now Coach Jensen wants a question on the choice on the restart here. And as usual, Mark was right. Gravel will assume the down position. And here's the start. Sit out try. Reaching back for a leg. Gravel can't secure it. Controlling wrists is Redunds. Good wrist ride there by Austin. 25 seconds left. 14-3 lead for Austin Redunds. Doesn't matter how much you win by, you just win now. Well, he's got Gravel here locked up. Gravel trying for a leg. There's a good throw here by, he rolled through. Redunds almost chin dropped him right to his back. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Well, the young towel tapper came up and tapped him on the shoulder with 2 seconds left. And he's being admonished by the official. We'll have a 2 second restart. And there it is. A 14-3 victory for Austin Redunds over Jack Gravel. And Redunds will have a third place match coming up. Maybe another shot at Trenton Juleson of Black Duck Castlake Bina. And I'm looking over there, and it will be Juleson and Redunds for third. It was a 6-4 win for Juleson. So that's your third place match between Redunds and Juleson. They met in the semis with Juleson yesterday. Actually, they met in the quarters. Juleson, a 15-2 win over Austin Redunds. So Pioneers pick up a win in the consolation semis. Brandon Tamala will be the next Pioneer to wrestle, and that's coming up on mat number. I'm not sure what mat it's going to be on. We'll have to keep our eyes peeled, but it's at weight class 126, and then we'll have to wait a little bit because Logan Lease then is our third Pioneer to go in the WrestleBacks, and he goes at 195. So, Coach Jensen heads over to the bleachers next to Hans Horning and Russ Holland. Teddy Daler visiting there, probably talking cribbage strategy. And we'll be back. We'll have more action from Cass Lake Bena High. Day two of the Section 7A individuals. Piers with a win from Austin Reduns to start the day on You Are There Sports.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Noah Moser. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcasted. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Piers High School be the best. As the winter sports seasons are coming to a close, we wish the teams good luck the rest of the way and in the playoffs as they continue their quest for a state title. Also, good luck to Aaron Weber at the AAA State Contest, BPA members at State, the robotics team at Regions, and the band and choirs at their sectionals. Get involved in Piers athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers!
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives. Like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Cass Lake Bena High, where we are awaiting Brandon Tamala's 126-pound consolation semifinal. Already, Austin Reduns wins 14-3 over Jack Gravel of Aiken to move into the third-place match at 106. Tamala will come up, and then a little bit later, it'll be Logan Lease at 195, the three Pioneers that have wrestleback action. Pioneers spent the night nearby Bemidji. And they were here when I got here, and I was here a little bit after, right about 9 o'clock this morning. Nice drive through the North Country, including Walker, where the big Eel Pout Festival is going on. And, well, let's just say that it was crowded out on the lake this morning, right off 371. State Patrol and all kinds of flashing lights directing traffic. Interesting to drive through there. There seems to be another clock issue over there on our main mat here, because we're waiting again, much like we did for Austin Redunds. This match, the match after Austin's match, hasn't even begun yet. They're working on some kind of computer issue over there to sync it up with the clock, but right now Redunds with a 14-3. Let's take a rundown then of the Pioneers that have advanced into the finals. We've told you about the three that are still going here this morning. As far as I know, what the schedule will be after this round of consolations, they'll have a little bit of a break, and then they'll wrestle the fifth and seventh place matches a little bit after noon, I would guess that would happen. Then we would come back and have championship and third place matches. And then after that, true seconds, if there are any. And there usually is one or two. Guys that battle their way back through the consolation round and still have their hopes of a trip to St. Paul alive. So, at yesterday's action, at 113, Jake Andries. Jake, the freshman, picked up a 9-6 victory over Luke Pilarski of Aiken in his quarterfinal. It's a seven-man bracket there at 113. Andries then a major 12-3 over Michael Staples of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena to reach the finals. And Andries, he'll have his hands full in the finals today. He gets Deer River's Jace Geving, undefeated, 38-0, ranked number 4 in the state. All right, they've got the clock issue fixed, and they are moving on to their 113-pound consolation semifinal there. So Geving against Andries is the 113-pound consolation final. Not the championship final at 113. At 120 pounds, Reese Kapsner will go for a title. Reese entered the tournament with a 24-10 record. He wins by fall over International Falls' Maverick Walden yesterday. Followed that up with a pin over Braden Ryan of Ogilvy in the semifinals. And Reese Kapsner we'll get a guy that has beaten him twice in the finals. Silas Berg of Aiken awaits Reese for the 120-pound championship. Berg has beaten Reese 7-2 at the Little Falls Quad, and he beat him in Deer River last Friday night, 5-4 in the Section 718 championship. The next finalist for Piers will be at 132, and that's where Brandon Ortman goes after a championship against Ian Frenzel of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Ortman with a fall over Josh Meinert of Crosby Ironton yesterday in the quarters. This is a full eight-man bracket here at 132. Ortman then a quick 32-second fall over Drew Erickson of Walker Hackensack Akeley Nevis in the semis. So Ortman with two pins. He gets Ian Frenzel of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Frenzel also with two pins to get to the championship. Brandon and Frenzel did meet right here in this gym back on January 15th when the Pioneers came up here for a duel. And it was a good one, 10-7 win for Ortman over Frenzel. So that might be a pretty good 132 championship. Keep my head on a swivel here to make sure I don't miss any of Brandon Tamala's 126 match. Matt 2 is at 120. So is Matt 3. So he might be on deck here coming up. At 138, Andrew Tamala celebrating his birthday today. He goes for a championship against Aiken's Tyler Bear. Andrew had a quarterfinal bye and then a pin over Matthew Warren of Ogilvy. Did that in 45 seconds. Tamala will get Tyler Bear of Aiken. He pinned Bear last Friday in Deer River. But that was a close match. It was 1-1 when Bear got caught in a Tamala throw and right to his back, one of nine Pioneer pins in the team championship last Friday night. So Tamala and Bear at 138. 145 will have a championship match for Jalen Jansen. Jalen received a bye in the first two rounds. This is a big bracket here. There's a fall there at 113, consolation for Crosby Ironton. Nine guys in the 145-pound bracket. Biggest bracket here in the field is the 145. So Jansen had an opening round bye, a quarterfinal bye, so he bye'd his way into the semis. And then he won an 8-1 decision over Casey Brayford of Deer River in the semifinals to get to the championship. And he will get Jake Peterson of Aiken in the championship. All right, Brandon Tamala is strapping on his headgear, and he's ready to go at 126. Checking in at the table. So Sumner of Mille Lacs, Tamala of Piers at 126. They are over on mat number two. And they're underway. Sumner attacks first as Tamala trying to join Redunds in a third place match. Here's a head throw try. There's a shot in by Sumner, elevating the leg. And they go out of bounds. No points for Hunter Sumner of Mille Lacs area. There's a shot in. Good one by Tamala, and he gets two. Takedown for Tamala. Sumner now up to his feet, trying to peel the hands away. Now he tries to throw from his feet, reverses Tamala. And now, what do we got over there? There's neutral, says the referee. There should be near fall points for Sumner. He's got Tamala on his back with a minute 10 to go. Tamala now is going to have to come off his back a long time. Twisting side to side is Tamala over there. A minute to go in the period. And there, there's a whistle, but an adjacent mat. Now Tamala able to roll through. Three near fall and the reversal, so it's a 5-2 lead for Sumner. 44 seconds left. They've got 5-0, but Tamala got the first takedown, so it should be 5-2 over there. And now they're ushered out of bounds. 34 seconds left. Tamala able to avoid getting pinned there on a throw by Sumner on a reverse. And Mark Jensen's coming over. He sees the same thing I saw about a score discrepancy. It's going to be 5-2 here. Referee indicating to the scorer's table to put the two in the red column with 34 seconds. They're sending the wrestlers to the corners. There's more clock issues here again. Wow. It's unfortunate because it takes momentum away from wrestlers that are geared up, ready to go. We've already seen it twice on this mat. And now Tamala's in a delay due to a technical issue over on the table. Sumner likewise. He had something good going. Now they've got it right, 5-2. Referee brings both men back to the mat. We're in the first period. Tamala scored first on a takedown, but reversed quickly and right to his back by Hunter Sumner of Mille Lacs. Tamala gets up, gets out for an escape. Now he goes right on the offensive, in on the left knee of Hunter Sumner. So it's a 5-3 lead now for Mille Lacs' Sumner over Tamala with 15 seconds remaining here in period one. There's another big throw by Sumner for two into the back again. Boy, Sumner has really got a good throw there from a neutral position. 5 seconds left. He's going to pick up more near fall and have a lead of 7-3 after a period. So Sumner has thrown Tamala a couple of times now for big points. And an optional escape point. Now they've got it, well, 9-3, so they gave up the near fall as well. 9-3. Second period begins. Both men on their feet again. Tamala shoots first. Underhook thrown in there by Hunter Sumner. Trying to throw it into a half now. Sumner's going to get the better of this, it looks like. He's powering through Tamala. He's got a front headlock on. Throws him. And Sumner, he's going to tilt him here. Referee down and looking. Sumner trying to bring Brandon back in. Brandon gets to his knees. Counters. Brandon now up to his feet. He throws Sumner to his back. Oh, boy, a big throw by Tamala. He's getting back points. Big throw by Brandon Tamala on Hunter Sumner, a little dose of his own medicine. And now Brandon trying to go chest to chest. He was down 9-3. He's down 11-5 with points coming. Still a minute to go. There's the pull. There's the fall with a minute left. Oh, what a change of events for Brandon Tamala. He was getting tossed all over the ring by Hunter Sumner, and one throw by Tamala puts him into a third place match with a pin. Great work by Tamala, and he will go for third place with a chance to potentially get a true second as well. So the Pioneers are 2-for-2 in consolation semifinals wins for Reduns and now Tamala. And let's see if we can – I think I just missed who Brandon – was that Owens? Did Owens win? Okay, so he'll get Owens from Aiken. That was down in front of us. Kane Owens, Brandon Tamala will be the third place match at 126, and that'll be a third meeting of the year between those two as – they've split their first two at the Little Falls Quad. Owens beat Brandon 4-0 last Friday night. Brandon turned it around. He beat Owens 9-7 in the team in Deer River. So the rubber match will come up for third place at 126 between Kane Owens of Aiken and Brandon Tamala of Piers. And that leaves us with only Logan Leese to come at 195. And as we look around, we've got a match at 160 over on mat 3. The mat down in front of us, which is mat 1, or the main mat, which will be the championship round mat. They're at 132 now, and at 138 over on mat 2, where Brandon Tamala just finished up. So we are moving through the consolation rounds. We'll be back. We'll take a look at how far did we get on our championship rundowns. I think we got to Jalen Jansen. Yeah. Boy. And that leaves us with guess who we'll lead off talking about when we come back. 152. So Reduns and Tamala with consolation semi-wins here this morning in Cass Lake.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for sacrifice bunts and sacrifice flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
All right, we continue on with our consolation round of action here this morning. Day two of the Section 7A individual. All wrestlers that advance out of here will wrestle next Friday at the XL Energy Center in St. Paul. That's when individual competition begins. Thursday, dedicated to the team tournament. Friday and Saturday, reserved for individuals. All right, moving on to our winner's bracket championship matchups for the Pioneers. Coming up at 152 pounds, Colton Eichens against Brandon Novak. Brandon Novak wrestled for Becker and St. John's University about 20 years ago. It's Jared Novak, of course, Aiken, and those are the only two losses on Colton's resume this year. Both of them by scores of 6-5. Once in Little Falls, once last Friday in Deer River. So it's Eichens and Novak for the title at 152. That's going to be a barn burner. Coming up at 160, we'll also have a third meeting between Noah Landris of Aiken and Lane Gertz of Pierce. So far in the two prior meetings, again in Little Falls and last Friday in Deer River, the two times Pierce and Aiken matched up at the Little Falls Quad in January, last Friday in Deer River. Landris has had the better of Lane, beating him in Little Falls 10-3, beating him last week in Deer River 18-9. So Lane will have his work cut out for him with Noah Landris of the Gobblers. 170 pounds, Brett Kapner will go for a section title. And he will get Aiken's Kenny Hesse, another Pierce-Aiken matchup. There are six wrestlers entered in the bracket at 170. Brett's the top seed. So he received a bye in the quarters. And then he earned a pin over Sam Bernig of Mille Lacs area in the semis. He lost to McGee. Yeah, you're right. Thanks. My media director there straightening me out on something. Lizzie, keeping me straight. Yeah. Correction, Austin Reduns beat Juleson 15-2. He lost to the kid from Walker. Have to edit my Facebook post. Brett Kapner gets Kenny Hesse. They have not wrestled this year when Brett was not in the lineup. He was out with that injury when Pierce Aiken wrestled in Little Falls. And Hesse was at a different weight last week. I think he wrestled 82 for Aiken in the team competition. He's down at 70 here today. And in the finals, Hesse with a bye into the semis and a pin over Cole Platt of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway. So that's the 170 final. Again, we're waiting Logan Lease's 195 consolation semi. That'll be our last one of this round as 11 finalists and three consolation semifinalists. Then there'll be a break. Be sure to come back with us here on You Are There Sports. And we will bring you the next round, which should be fifth and seventh place matches. And that'll go quickly. And then they'll readjust the mats and go for the championship third place. And then we'll finish today. From the people I've talked to, they're saying we might be out of here by about 3 o'clock today. So that's the tentative plan. At 182, the championship will have Matt Kummet for the Pioneers. And he gets Jacob Schimmick of Deer River. We saw Schimmick last week. He wrestled Brett Kapsner very close. Matter of fact, a 2-0 win for Brett. Schimmick at 182, the 2 seed, picked up a fall in the quarters and a 5-3 win in the semis. For Matt, a fall in the second period over Miles Wolsdorf of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway. That was a quarterfinal. And then a 7-0 win over Jonathan Schmidt of Black Duck Castlake Bena in the semis. So that's Matt's path to the championship match later on today. Logan Lease, 195 consolation. He gets a wrestler from International Falls, Nick Hedke. They haven't wrestled. That's a consolation semi. Lease lost to Kyle Lynn of Aiken, 14-6 in the semis last night. He had a first-round bye. Teddy Daler at 220 pounds will face Aiken's Michael Roth for the championship. Daler, a pin in 15 seconds over Kyle Blazek of Crosby Ironton. That was a quarterfinal. And then he pinned in a minute 22 Sage Humphrey of Black Duck Castlake Bena in the semis last night. Roth of Aiken had a first round bye, and then he earned a pin over Mason Hegberg of Black Duck Castle, or Mille Lacs area, excuse me, in the semis. So Roth and Daler, they'll meet for the second time this year. They didn't match up last week. They were at different weights, but they did meet in Little Falls, and Daler won a major 14-3 over Roth in mid-January. And then at heavyweight, 285. It'll be David Skiba against Jared Rabbit of Deer River in the finals. They met last week in Deer River. And it was Skiba pinning Rabbit in a very physical, sometimes borderline cheap match. A lot of head slapping and over-aggressiveness. As Skiba yesterday received an opening round bye to get him to the semis. I think Lizzie Carson told me 4 Pioneers had byes into the semis last night. And then David, he got behind Hunter Koski of Nashua, Keewatin, Greenway in the semis. He got thrown to his back midway through the first period and was able to fight off that entire half period on his back. And then David was down 5-1 when he caught Koski in a headlock and pinned him in the second period. So Skiba advanced to the finals against Jared Rabbit of Deer River. Rabbit won his quarterfinal over Chase Johnson of Black Duck Castlake Bena by fall, and then a hard-fought 4-3 win over Matt Voltland of Aiken in the semis last night. So there we go. Those are our finalists coming up. We're waiting Logan Lease's match to come here from Castlake Bena High. Right now, the three mats. One, mat two is at 145 pounds. Mat one will be going to 160. And at 182 on mat number three. So it's creeping closer here to Logan Lease. Just looking around here, the Pioneer coaches are all in the front row of the bleachers, so they're still planted over there, so they're not up and pacing, so we know they're at least a couple of matches away before they start to amp up their energy level. I don't see Logan right now. He's probably warming up backstage. But that's the next matchup. Logan Lease for the Pioneers trying to join Austin Reduns and Brandon Tamala in third place matches. Logan. Nope. They've just announced that Lease is, I believe, on deck on mat three. I thought I heard through my headphones. Lease against Hedke of International Falls is up next. When we were here in January for a duel, International Falls did bring some wrestlers down here, and I would guess that Hedke was one of them. I don't know how close attention any of the Piers personnel paid to that match. But I would guess that up next is Logan Lease. Because they're at 182 on mat three in period one with a minute left. So Logan, yep, there he is. He's over there jogging. He stripped up the warm-up suit, limbering up, flexing the arms. Get the blood flow going here for Logan Lease. His match is next on You Are There Sports at 195 pounds.
When things aren't made well, you'll find out sooner or later. It's like that with a wireless network, too. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon-authorized wireless retailer in Little Falls. If having a reliable network matters to you, stop in and talk to us about Verizon Wireless. Plus, when we sell you a phone, we make sure you are comfortable and know how to use it before you leave the store. Visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls and join the largest and most reliable 4G LTE network because better matters.
Subject to VCW agreements, calling plan, and credit approval. See VCW.com.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck. If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners' insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Piers and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
All right. Logan Lease is on the mat against Nick Hedke of the Broncos of International Falls at 195 pounds. They're underway. Our final match of this session for the Pioneers. They're 2-0 in consolation semis. Hedke from International Falls, a junior. He is 4-7. Lease drives in, and he's got two, and he got a one count. So good attack there by Logan Lease. Now Hedke stands, spins. Logan still a hold of the ankle. Trips him back down to the mat. Minute and a half to go. Early attack there for Logan Lease. Logan lost to Lynn of Aiken in the semis, 14-6. He had a first-round bye in the quarters. And they go out of bounds. Our first match of the three that we've had this morning It is still morning, isn't it? Yes, it is. On this mat. Redun's wrestled on mat one. Tamala on mat three. And now Lee's son, mat two. Underway. Quick breakdown there by Logan Lee's deep waist ride here. Minute to go. 195 pounders. As Lee's with a 2-0 lead. A quick takedown here in the first. He's got a half in running it around over there on Hedke. The International Falls Bronco gets tilted, stacked up over there. Lee's has him stacked up, but Hedke able to roll through. He did get near fall. It's 4-0 now for Logan Lee's. And now Hedke with a reverse. Here comes Lee's spinning around. Lee's trying to counter the reverse with one of his own. It's a 4-2 lead. Now there's the reverse, and it's 6-2 for Logan Lee's. A lot of activity over there on that mat. That's mat three. I think I said it was mat two earlier, but it's mat three for Lee's and Hedke. My view is partially obscured by this center score table. Down to 3 seconds left in the period, and there it is. 6-2 for Logan Lee's. Good start. And it'll be Hedke starting in the down position here. No, he's going to have choice and defers. Now gets up. And Lee's looks over to Mark Jensen and gets the instruction to choose down. So Lee's down on the mat, facing into the bleacher area here at Castlake Bena High. Picking the ankle quickly is Hedke. Throws the legs in. He's not off to one side, though. He's got to work around. Now it's Lee's sitting, spinning. Here comes a reverse for Logan. Not yet, but close. There it is. 8-2 now lead for Logan Lee's. Lee's looks like he wants a cradle over there. Now Hedke spinning. Hedke with a reverse. Why, how many reverses have we had over there? At least four. And it's 8-4. Minute and a half to go, and now Lee's gets up and away. It's a 9-4 lead for Logan Lee's. Still a lot of time left. Lee's good aggressive attack and a takedown. 11-4 lead. Lee's starting to take control of this one. He's got to be able to avoid the counter and the reversal here. He's been reversed twice so far for Hankey's 4 points. Riding off to the right hip side is Logan Lee's. Lee's Jr., 13-7, and there's the fall. He stuck him in a hurry. I looked down to check his record, and the ref was slapping the mat, and Logan Lee's makes it 3-for-3 in the consolation round. Logan Lee's with a fall here at Castlake Bena High, and he will go for third. And he will face either Dakota Zimmer, a Walker Hackensack Akeley, or Trevin Milton of Mille Lacs area. And that one is over, and I'm not sure. I can't see. They've got a big old projected screen up on the wall behind me, but I'm at a bad angle for that. So we do know that Logan Lee's will go for third, as will Austin Redunds and Brandon Tamala in the next session of wrestling. That's going to come up. We'll come back and preview that a little bit, and then we'll get ready for the next round. We'll take a break, shut her down here, and be sure to click back on the link here, and when we go live, you'll be the first to know. So Pierce 3-for-3 in this opening round of consolation semifinals.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pierce.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
All right, this session of wrestling is complete. There's going to be about a 20-minute break. We were told that's mandatory to give wrestlers the mandatory time between matches. So it'll be about 11:45 when the next round begins. 11:45. 3-for-3, Austin Redunds with a win at 106. That was a 14-3 victory over Jack Gravel of Aiken. At 126, Brandon Tamala with a big throw and pin over Hunter Sumner of Mille Lacs in the second period, when Tamala had been thrown hard for about 2 5-point throws by Sumner earlier, and then Brandon caught him and pin and finished him. So he'll get Kane Owens for third at 126 pounds. Redunds will get Juleson. Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. I misspoke earlier. Juleson didn't beat Redunds. Redunds handled Juleson 15-2. So that's a rematch of a quarterfinal from yesterday. And now we just had Logan Lease earn a fall over Nick Hedke of International Falls. That'll put him in the third place match at 195. And then all 11 finals still to come for the rest of the Pioneers. All 14 still alive here at Cass Lake Bina High School. Again, back on the air at 11:45 this morning for the next round, which I believe is the fifth place matches. As they will run through those, that won't take very long. And then we will move into the hardware rounds. Championship third place and true seconds coming up. So one session in the books here this morning at Cass Lake Bina High, and three wins for the Pioneers. So we'll see you at 11:45 again here on You Are There Sports.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, Go Pioneers!
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Shomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Shomer, at 468-252.
Thanks for listening to Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports. Piers Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Piers Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design, and The Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Shomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are Their Sports.